We're spending some time this week looking at the economic fallout in just some of those G20 countries. Today, we look at France and Germany. We're joined by Dominique Moisy, a founder and senior advisor at the French Institute for International Relations. He's also currently a visiting professor at Harvard University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
First, let's look at France. How is the global downturn playing out there?
Well, my country has been deeply affected. You see a projection for 2009 of unemployment reaching close to 10%. And you see a downturn in GDP growth of more than 3.3%. So the country is suffering.
What about unemployment?
Well, unemployment has been a kind of cancer for France for the last 20-25 years. And we thought last year that we had finally reached the right movement. And suddenly, unemployment is rising again, and the search for jobs for young people is tremendously difficult.
Do the French blame the U.S. for the global financial meltdown? Nicolas Sarkozy certainly suggested that he does.
Well, they blame Anglo-Saxon capitalism. If you are in Paris, you will see that there is nearly as much criticism for the city of London than for Wall Street. So I think the Anglo-Saxon alliance, at least seen from Paris, exists fully.
I want to look to Germany as well. That is Europe's largest economy. How is that country weathered this economic storm?
Well, Germany is at the same time more affected, if you look at figures, than France. Germany depends heavily on exports, and exports have been cut down drastically. I mean, the level of unemployment in Germany is expected to be close to that of France, I mean, close to 9%. And the decrease in growth will be even bigger than in France. I mean, one expects more than 5% less than in 2008 in GDP growth. At the same time, one could say that Germany is a more solid country because Germany doesn't have the level of debts which France has. Germany has a more sound economy in terms of financial reserves. This is why Angela Merkel, Germany, was so opposed to the laxist attitude of the Americans. Also, they felt that one shouldn't endanger the euro or the European Union for the sake of restoring economic growth.
We're looking at France and Germany together in part because the two countries were both engaged in a bit of brinksmanship on the eve of the summit, pushing for much stronger financial regulations. Did they get everything they were demanding?
Not everything they were demanding, but a lot. And French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who is so unpopular at home presently, was quick to proclaim that the summit was a triumph and to make implicit that this triumph was largely part of his initiative and his will.
Thank you very much. Dominique Moisy, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Dominique Moisy is a founder and senior advisor at the French Institute for International Relations. He's also currently a visiting professor at Harvard University.